You're listening to the Mothering Joy Podcast, episode number one. As my son chases the robins around the yard and my daughter wobbles behind him, I breathe the fresh spring air. I let it fill my lungs and I feel the expansive and transformative energy of spring. It feels like a beginning. It's been a really beautiful and intense period of discovering who I am as a mom, and this feels like the beginning of a new chapter. A chapter with more of the good stuff. I'm focusing on more of what brings me joy and less on trying to fit into anyone else's definition of what a good mom looks like. Part of defining motherhood for myself is nurturing the momentum I feel of being a creator and working on a project. This is a piece of me that was left behind as I stumbled to find my way in motherhood, and I am so grateful to have rediscovered it. Today, I am so proud and so excited to be sharing with you the first episode of a project I am so excited about and something that brings me so much joy. This is the Mothering Joy Podcast, and let's get into it. Hey there, I'm Meg, crunchy mama, storyteller, and imperfect homemaker. I'm raising two beautiful babies in the rolling hills of Wisconsin, and I am learning every single day. Here, I celebrate the joys of motherhood, but I also get real about the trenches that young moms find themselves in and how we can nurture joy in the daily grind. This is the encouragement you need to thrive through your days spent being mama. This is the Mothering Joy Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Today, I turn 29 years old, and I am here for it. I also have a very bad cold. My husband is unexpectedly traveling for work, and I'm recording this podcast while my two wonderful children are taking their naps. But you guys, my cup is so full. It is overflowing. And this is something that I am so proud of because it's not something that has always been true. And even though I have so many blessings, I have two perfect kids. Well, perfect is maybe a relative term, but they're pretty darn great. And I have a loving husband. I have a beautiful home. But to be honest with you, for most of the time that I've been a mom, I have carried the role of mother so heavily. It has felt like a responsibility that I just haven't really felt like I could take on by myself. I could recognize that I had all these blessings, but I couldn't really step into them. I couldn't live into them like I wanted to or like I was meant to, because I was just plagued by fear and worry and the feeling that I could do better or that like I needed help. I had the feeling of, oh, if only this certain circumstance was a certain way, yeah, okay, then I could live motherhood the way that I feel like is meant for me. And that was just really, really soul-sucking, to be honest with you. I didn't want to live that way. I knew I wasn't showing up the best for my kids or my husband when I felt that way. And I could recognize that this was happening, but I didn't really know how to get out of it. So I sit here today on my 29th birthday. My firstborn is going to turn 3 years old next week. And I can tell you honestly that I am living with my cup overflowing. And you know what? This isn't because of one thing, okay? It's not because of a self-help book that I took. It's not because whatever, one certain magic juice potion that I took, okay? This is something that I have really worked on. And it's not because my circumstances have suddenly changed and everything's perfect. And you know what? I can actually kind of appreciate days like today now where I have a certain idea of how the day is going to go. And then, oh, my husband's gone. Oh, I have a horrible cold. Oh, you know, this day didn't really turn out how I thought my 29th birthday was going to. But now my cup is still full. I am still showing up with a joyful heart and appreciating and recognizing my blessings, even when my circumstances aren't what I would have picked out for myself. And, you know, that's not something that I used to be able to do. So recognizing that I can do that now, I mean, that's where I really feel like I've gotten somewhere. That's where I feel like these changes that I've been working so hard on have really taken root in my heart. And you know what? This is about, it's about choosing joy every single day. And it's about choosing abundance. And it's about choosing a grateful heart to show up with, to do the work that I have to do and do it well and do it with joy. That's what I want to talk about on this podcast. Mothering Joy is about the joys of motherhood, but it's also about mothering joy and nurturing joy in the seasons where it's tough and where the circumstances are tough. And when you're not in the place that you really would have chosen for yourself, because God puts us all there. He puts us in places that we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves because there is work for us to do there. There is something for us in these seasons, in these circumstances. That's where we're meant to grow. It's where we become closer to the person that He's created us to be. I have had my fair share of these circumstances, these kind of tough places where God has put me somewhere that I just don't really want to be. And if I'm being honest with you, I have been fairly resistant to these times, and oftentimes I still am. But as I grow as a human and as a mom, I'm really starting to appreciate them and see their value. I'm starting to see how they are like puzzle pieces that make me whole. I became a homemaker 5 years ago, almost six, when I married my husband. I grew up in the suburbs of Minneapolis, and I married Joe. I followed him to Wisconsin when we got married. I kid you not, we did not know which state we were going to live in, but I ended up taking a risk. I trusted him, and I moved to Wisconsin. I became just so fond of it. I became fond of the rural areas of Wisconsin, the rolling hills, and I can, you know, proudly step into the title now of a small town mama. I am a storyteller. I am an imperfect homemaker. And so my story a little bit, I'll give you a little bit of background on me. My husband and I got married in a beautiful barn that was his parents' hobby farm. We renovated the barn. This barn did not have a floor in it when we decided to get married there. And we renovated it in 8 months. We got engaged when my dad had a diagnosis of terminal cancer. So that was really kind of a hard thing that happened. And we had so much joy, though, surrounding that time. There was such a momentum in my life at that time while we were struggling with a really hard thing. My dad was able to be at our wedding. He walked me down the aisle. Joe and I exchanged vows in front of a young oak tree that was planted on the property later. This was a really special experience for me because my dad helped us plant that tree on the property. We got opened the presents, did the things, and then a couple of people stayed behind. Everyone was just kind of spread out on the property, just enjoying the beautiful Sunday. And as we, you know, were trying to figure out where we were going to plant this tree, how we were going to do it, everyone was kind of like giving their feedback, you know, like someone knew this about their experience and someone knew this thing. You know, I don't even remember. It was like, plant it where there's, you know, wet soil and put a rusty nail in there. Something you will learn about me is that I do not naturally have a green thumb. But I am really, really working on it, you guys. This is something that I'm trying to get better at. But we must have done something right because the tree still stands. It grows every year. And anytime I'm at my in-laws' farm, I see that tree and it just brings back all those really wonderful memories. You know, my son will ride his bike past it and I just can't believe how far we've come in really kind of a short amount of time.
the second time that I ever met Joe's family was when they were actually doing a major renovation on the farmhouse. So they bought the property. It was land that they bought from a farmer that they had hunted on a lot and then decided that they wanted to own it, had the opportunity to buy it. It's a beautiful little property in the Driftless region of Wisconsin. So that is where the glaciers in the Ice Age didn't move through. So it's just a beautiful rolling hills, very beautiful area. There's a small pond on the property. There's a century-old barn and other buildings. And it's just a really beautiful place that I was taken with right away. And I remember the first time that I went there, it was this big demo day. The farmhouse was pretty old and needed to just be totally redone. And so my father-in-law is a very gifted carpenter, so he was able to do most of the renovations himself. But this day, they had a huge group of people, their family and friends there, to just basically help them gut the whole thing. And I remember I was standing by the fire outside with my mother-in-law, who, mind you, I mean, Joe and I had only been dating for, I think, 2 months at this point. And my mother-in-law looks, you know, we're talking about the old barn, and she goes, yeah, it'd be a really wonderful place for a wedding, which is really funny because I agreed. And I actually knew that I was probably going to marry her son at that point. And the seed was planted. And I knew that I really wanted to get married there. And I just wonder if she would have said that to me, if she knew kind of like the way I tackle something when I get it planted in my brain. But needless to say, basically just 2 years later, there we were. We were standing in the barn that we had renovated on a beautiful property. My parents were there. His parents were there. Everyone we loved was there. And it was so special. And I would not change anything about it. Fast forward to a couple years later, we bought our first house in a small town in Wisconsin, and we had 2 babies in 2 years. In between becoming a wife and a mom, I did lose my dad to cancer. Walking through that loss really changed me. And I will tell you, although I was not really aware of it at the time, this is where my scarcity mindset started. It's where my victim mindset started. How I was talking about, you know, carrying motherhood so heavily, I really think it took root right here.
And I don't think anyone needs to walk through soul-crushing loss, though, to feel these things, because I honestly think they become coping mechanisms and they become survival techniques as we try to navigate like a really challenging, constantly changing, pretty scary world. And as we become moms, I feel like that's just all amplified. And so I know I started prioritizing my health before anything else. And as I grew into my roles of homemaker and mother, I realized that my focus on health was out of a scarcity mindset. I had such a tight grip on everything in my life, and I was striving for perfection in everything I did. So I carried motherhood so heavily. That's why, you guys. That's why. And it took me so long to even realize that this is what was happening. But when I did, it made so much sense, because this scarcity mindset is what made me feel like I was always on the verge of burning out. It's what kept me from really appreciating and celebrating these beautiful, wonderful gifts that God had given me. And slowly, I began to start nurturing true health and happiness in myself, my babies, my marriage, my home, because this required an abundant mindset. And, you know, it's not a switch a flip, like going from scarcity to abundant mindset, but I really have, I've recognized some strategies that have been able to help me, and I'm really excited to share about all of that here. Because now I can cultivate more than just health. I cultivate joy in every aspect of my life. I mean, I really feel like that saying, you know, we're not just surviving here, like we are thriving. I really feel like that's what's meant for all of us, even through the struggle. And that's why Mothering Joy is here. That's what brought this all into fruition. And this podcast is actually based off my blog. I have my blogs that I put out, but I really wanted a way to communicate with moms. I mean, that's who I'm writing for. And I kind of was like, you know, what mom do I know that like actually has time to sit and read a whole blog every day or every week? As beautiful as that is, and as much as I make time to do stuff like that, podcasts are just such an easier way to take in information. You know, you can be doing the dishes, you can be driving, and you can be getting like little bits of encouragement in your ear. So that's exactly what I am trying to do here. And Mothering Joy is actually named after my daughter, Caroline Joy, because when I was pregnant with her and when she was born was really what sparked, it was the catalyst for like these changes that I knew I needed to make in myself. I feel like when she was born, it was my rebirth as a mother, and I wanted to be better. I knew I could be better for myself and show up better for my kids. So I did. I mean, I can honestly tell you I've been able to do that, and you better believe it is not every day. It is not every circumstance that I show up better in, but you know what? It is every circumstance I show up better in. It's not every circumstance I show up as my best, but I am better. I really believe that, you know, every day we work to being better, we become better. And that's kind of all that we can ask for ourselves and all that anyone can ask of us. So that's what we talk about here. And I tell stories of just that, learning to be a grace-filled keeper of these kids that God has entrusted me with. I want to celebrate the joys of motherhood, but also get real about the trenches that as young moms we find ourselves in and how we can nurture joy in the daily grind. So I'm going to talk about all things motherhood, health, mindset, home, and I'm going to share encouraging stories. I always want this to be encouraging. You know, my mom will read my blog and she'll text me things like, oh my gosh, I just read your last blog and it made me cry. And she sends me this a lot and she's not really a crier. And I'm like, okay, is that because my writing really spoke to you or just like that my life is just so sad? Like it just actually makes you cry, right? But that's kind of the point. You know, I always want this to be uplifting. I share about the trials I go through and I have been able to find the purpose in them. And that's what I want to share here. I always want you to feel uplifted and encouraged on this podcast. And you know what? Maybe you look at it and say, hey, I'm going through something really similar today. And that actually made me laugh. It also made me cry. But I feel like I am kind of like re-energized and I'm able to approach this in a different way, in a more positive way, just because I know that someone else is doing this with me and they've been through it. And they are here too. So I really think there is strength in there. There's joy in there. And I'm just really, really excited for you guys to be here with me going through it. So this was episode 1 and hope to see you back here for episode 2.